Blackstone Audio presents The Lobster Kings, a novel by Alexei Zentner. This book is read by Cassandra Campbell. This book is dedicated to all the men and women who work the water, and to Lori, Zoe, and Sabine. We're named the Kings, and we're the closest thing to royalty on Loosewood Island. The story goes that when the first of the kings, Brumfitt Kings, the painter, came to Loosewood Island near on 300 years ago, the waters were so thick with lobster that Brumfitt only had to sail half of the way from Ireland. He walked the rest of the way, the lobsters making a road with their backs. He was like Jesus walking on the water, except there was no bread to be found anywhere. Lobster, there was plenty of. In 1720, the waters were crawling with them in sizes that no man today has seen. To catch his first lobster, Brumfitt didn't bother with boats or traps or anything more complicated than simply wading into the water at low tide and gaffing a lobster 10 or 20 pounds or more. He caught lobsters 5 feet long. When I was young, I heard old men down at the harbor and in the diner talking about how when their grandfathers were boys, they saw lobster claws nailed to the sides of boathouses, claws big enough to crush a man's head. The lobsters are smaller now, but they've done well for the kings. Back when I was a girl in school, we were told about how lobsters used to be cheap trash fish for filling bellies. But it's hard to believe. Daddy and I both drop pots and haul lines, and he's raised all three of us.